Rob Pratt. He is the most interesting man on radio.
I don't usually listen to talk radio on the weekends, but when I do, I choose Rob Pratt. Stay listening, my friends. This is News Radio 1020 KDKA.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is the Rob Pratt Show. Good morning and welcome into a Saturday. And I got to tell you, old home week. And yesterday, my buddy Joe Piccarelli, the living legend that he is, and I broke some bread with Jimmy Maggs at Shadow Lakes. And, of course, it's the place that everybody meets and greets and enjoys themselves. And I got to take a moment and say hi to Valerie McFadden from Shadow Lakes. Does a great job. But also Becky Moyer as well. And her two sons, it's an amazing story. Just an amazing story. I just want to take a moment to tell you about it. Her sons, Michael's a police officer, Pitt Greensburg, and Corey graduated first in his class from the Citadel, second lieutenant at Quantico right now, and getting ready to go fight the good fight in Afghanistan. So God bless those two wonderful employees. Good people at Shadow Lakes are getting ready for the big Thanksgiving dinner celebration. They're going to be open from 11:30 in the morning until 5. And now that I've taken care of that, I want to welcome my buddy Joe Piccarelli. We've got a great hour lined up. Dr. Charlie Simkovich is here, and we're going to tell you what they're doing, groundbreaking stuff with concussions. And believe me, if you've been listening to my show, and especially Black and Gold Sunday with Ted Arnault and Doc Pat DeMeo and Doc Snell through the years, you know how serious of a problem this is. Good morning, Joe Piccarelli, and welcome back to KDKA.
Hey, Rob, great to be back. How are you this morning?
I couldn't be better. Nice to see your face bright and early this morning. And this is something that you and I have been talking about. You actually showed me something on your laptop the other day that blew me away at Starbucks in Beaver. And I want to introduce the man that's going to be talking about it in just a moment. But just kind of set the stage a little bit. And how do you go from brewing beer and being a legend at that, obviously working with your father many years in the refuse business, and now you're on the cutting edge with concussions, and this is just some amazing stuff.
Well, I think, Rob, first and foremost, you know, it's just not concussions anymore. You have kids, I have kids, they play sports. This is very serious. Let's just, you know, talk about from the years 2002 to 2006, you know, 52,000 deaths, 275,000 hospitalizations, 1,365,000 emergency visits. This is a serious issue, and it needs attention. I've been fortunate enough to get involved with Dr. Simkovich and the great things that he's doing. We're doing a lot of great things that we'll get into the show, but it's a serious issue, and I think people need to follow up with it.
Charlie, it's good to have you here today, and you know, you were mentioning Fred Hansberger. You had been on the show with him about learning disabilities years and years ago, and if you think about it, if things are off kilter when it comes to your brain and the fluid that you need to get the brain cells firing and to be able to focus and to do what you need to do in the classroom, it all makes sense. Good morning. Welcome to KDK. Good to have you here today.
Thanks, Rob.
Let's talk about what you're doing right now and how this whole thing evolved, and you're in chiropractic at one time and now you're on this really revolutionary doorstep of breaking through and hopefully being able to get many people on the bandwagon, because this is something that's affecting people every day. And I like to kind of call it the silent killer. It may not take your life, but it saps you of life while you're on this earth.
Well, it is exactly the silent killer, only because of how it sneaks up on you and the physiology behind what it does to you. You don't really realize that it's happening, and there's been no way to quantify it or monitor head injuries and the effect it has on their brain. It is invisible. We get a lot of retired athletes who are feeling the effects as they get older, and unfortunately their physicians are telling them, oh, it's just the aging process. But you know, the average age of the NFL lineman is 55.
One of my all-time favorites, John Mackey, growing up as a kid. Tragically, I saw a special in him prior to his death recently at the age of 69. And he was magic on the playing field, just the prototypical tight end, a la a Mike Ditka, if you will, who's doing so much out there trying to help the cause. And how he ended his life and many others in the same situation, it's just gut-wrenching. Has the NFL, in your mind, done enough? Are they starting to do more? And on that note, we'll take a break and we'll talk more to Dr. Charlie Simkovich and Joe Piccarelli after the break. But just answer that question.
I think the NFL is becoming very proactive. I just think they're digging in the wrong places.
Okay, that's a good tease. I'll pick it up on that when we get back. Stay tuned, everybody. It's 516, 35 degrees.
KDKA all day AAA traffic. Watching you on Route 28 with 8 cameras between downtown and Etna. News Radio 1020, KDKA. You're locked in to the Rob Pratt Show. It's what Pittsburgh's talking about. News Radio 1020, KDKA.
All right, we are back on News Radio 1020, KDK, and of course, this is the Rob Pratt Show. Great to have you here today, and we've got a lot of stuff cooking. Next hour, it's State Representative Jim Christiana. We're going to be talking about Marcellus Shale, and is it the gold that everyone thinks it is? I do, and it's time that we step aside and put the bit in the ground and take a bite out of Mother Earth and start cashing in and giving people their dignity back and actually letting them make a paycheck and pay their mortgages and educate their kids and feed their families and everything's right with the world. Also, Joe Piccarelli is here in the first hour. My longtime friend, of course, the godfather of my youngest, of course, Eva. And we've got that special bond. So my brother is in the house today. And also Charlie Simkovich. He is a doctor on the cutting edge of concussions. And the thing that you said before the break, Charlie, was they're digging in the wrong place talking about the NFL. What do you mean by that?
Well, they're looking at ways to make the game safer. And I don't think that's possible. It's a violent sport. By nature, it's sometimes hard to avoid these hits when you're going 100% and you need to change speed and back off hitting somebody. These collisions are going to be unavoidable. What they need is a solution. If there's something out there that can solve the problem or fix the problem, then that's really what you need. If they break a leg, there's a way to manage that. If a lot of health problems, unfortunately. The solution for concussions and head injuries up till now has been rest. And from our perspective and what I've been doing since 1986, that's unacceptable. Every other medical problem has an intervention where you're able to do something. If you fracture your spine, there's surgeries that can be done. If you herniate a disc, you can have a microdiscectomy. But head injuries, basically, if you see it traditionally, recommended course of treatment has been go home and rest, and that's not a treatment. Doing nothing is not a treatment.
And Merle Hodge is documented about carrying his home address on a piece of paper in his pocket. It has gotten so bad. Can you bruise your brain to the point where it doesn't recover and you have memory loss for the rest of your life? And do you think in a way there is some connection to Alzheimer's and concussions?
Yeah, and here's why. If you understand the physiology behind the whole the brain and the cranial bones that surround it. Essentially, all your cranial bones have an intrinsic motion, sort of like your heart beating, but they all move. That was our biggest hurdle in when we started doing this back in the 80s. Conventional wisdom at that time were that the cranial bones were all fused and they didn't move. Luckily, Michigan State University did a landmark study where they actually proved this movement. NASA then jumped on board. And since we have a whole bibliography of all the studies that basically prove that your cranial bones move. Now, what they do is they set up a pump where there's a fluid that bathes your brain called cerebrospinal fluid, and I'll call it CSF for short. And this fluid bathes the brain, and its primary job is to the removal of metabolic waste in the central nervous system. Now, if you have a blow to the head, it reduces the cranial bone movement, and the flow of the flow of the CSF is reduced. Thereby, the waste is not removed, and what happens is it starts killing brain cells. This is in all the medical physiology books. So it's a slow deterioration, which gets to us the point where you were talking about, Rob, where, you know, it's a silent killer. It's not like you hit your head today and now you have all these neurological symptoms tomorrow. Mm-hmm. It's a slow deterioration. That's why you have a lot of, I've been contacted and had an appointment by a former Cleveland Brown who, the guy has made 5 appointments and can't remember he has an appointment. He leaves his house in the morning. He can't find his way home. But this didn't happen during his playing days. So what we found is if this normal cranial bone movement is restored, the CSF flow is restored, the brain actually has the ability to heal. And it's at a much greater level than when I first started doing this.
You know, you said something before we went on the air that makes so much sense, and I was preparing sports, but I heard it when you were talking to Joe. Everybody hits their head.
I mean, at one time in their life or another. And this is something that I think really it could be connected to so many things that people deal with. I mean, not just professional athletes. I mean, it's candlestick makers, it's bakers, you name it. It's anybody. I mean, we all hit our heads. As I mentioned to you, this truck accident that I literally was run over bumper to bumper in the fall of 1980. And I have said this and I have gone on record. My life, everything just kind of started to slow down after that. And there were things that I look back on now that I was able to do really automatic that I've never really been able to do automatic again. And to believe it or not, and no fault of their own, because this was many years ago, the lacerations, the broken bones, they took care of, but nobody thought about my head slamming off that concrete.
Right.
And now I'm wondering, when people come into an ER, do they take care of that just as they would everything else after a traumatic injury?
We're making great headway in educating and training docs, and it's becoming we have a good referral base with several physicians in the area, because they realize now it's actually a problem. You know, when you go into the ER with a concussion, most docs sort of look the other way, because, you know,
what can they do?
They feel helpless. Yeah. You know, obviously you want to do your CT scans and rule out a bleed, and you want to save a life first. You know, that's what, but once you realize this patient is not in danger, now what do? You send them home and you have them rest. I mean, even in a simple matter of like your car, could you imagine if you dent your car and you go to your body man and he looks at you and he says, okay, you can take the car home and put it in your garage and let it rest. It'll heal itself, you know? It's just, you know, you're unless the cranial bone movement is reestablished, the CSF flow doesn't improve or normalize, nor does the circulation. The circulation to the brain is reduced.
You know, I have such respect for Dr. DeMeo and Dr. Snow. We have been like brothers for 20-plus years, and these guys were always on the cutting edge doing things. And one of the reasons why I'm so excited about Highmark jumping in there, because there's so much good at AGH, and I'm just so glad that these people are going to be around for some time to come. And I can go on record and say, Dr. Mayo, and of course Joe will, I guess, echo my sentiments, he's the Babe Ruth of orthopedics. The guy could have been a free agent, could have went anywhere, could have went back to New York, Cleveland Clinic, could have went to Pitt, could have went anywhere, but he stayed there because he really wanted to fight the good fight, and he believed in that hospital. And now with this merger, they're going to be able to move forward. But you have to even agree with me, what they have done as far as putting trainers in high schools and making it more aware of it being a problem as far as concussions and all the other injuries that take place on the athletic field. And we're not talking football, we're talking cross country, we're talking tennis, you name it. They are really doing things that no one else in the area is doing. Would you agree?
Agreed, yeah. Yeah, their athletic training department is actually had a lot of dialogue with us, and Joe can actually elaborate on that. But they have a real deep drive to move forward in this area and do what's basically right for the patient. That's what comes through when you deal with these guys.
Well, here's the reason behind it. They realize not everyone's going to be a Division I football player. Not everyone's going to the NFL and make a multi-million dollar contract. Most people, Joe, have to go out like you and I and, you know, sling hash and work for a living. And you want to be as healthy as you possibly can be, because that athletic career is such a blip on the radar screen when you look at the big picture.
No, it is, Rob. And, you know, the nice thing that Dr. Simkovich articulated this morning is, you know, when you deal with the people at AGH and their sports medicine group, they're proactive. They understand. They're getting involved with these schools. They understand, just like you said, not every student's going to become a professional athlete, but let's protect these students while we can. Let's give them the training. Let's be proactive on what they're doing. Let's monitor how they're performing over time so that we know that they're going to turn out to be good and not have, you know, TBI or concussions that are going to have effects going forward in their life.
All right, one of the things that I want to discuss after the break, football players are one thing, and I'm going to try to get you to come out to Black and Gold Sunday tomorrow to talk to Ted and everyone to kind of take this to another level and give another part of the day a chance to hear it as far as a different audience is concerned and a sports-related audience. But I want to focus on the common man and the men and women that are working every day for a living. And let's face it, if your dad or my dad would have hit their head on the job, they would have come home, had a couple of shots of bourbon and called it a night and got up and went back to work the next day. How do you get mainstream even broadcasters like me to say, you know what, maybe I need to go see Charlie because things just aren't, they're off kilter right now. How do you do that?
Well, it's just an education process, just making people aware, anything new. And again, you know, this really isn't new. I've been doing this since 1986. Here's the problem. Because there's nobody doing it, I'm in the trenches working every day, so I don't have the ability to go out and say, hey, here's what we have. I have my hands full in my office. That's why people like Joe and our partners are out there, and we've established this company, and we're actually starting to train physicians to do this so that, you know, essentially what we've done is created a new specialty.
All right, 412-363-3700, correct? That's your phone number?
366-3700.
Right. Okay, 412-366-3700 is Dr. Charlie Simkovich's phone number. We'll tell you about websites, other things they're doing, what they have done with the video that will blow you away that I've actually seen firsthand. Much more to come as we continue on the Rob Pratt Show in a couple of moments. It's 528 and 35 degrees.
These are the stories.
Kirk said, hi, Mark. We're hoping they could still negotiate some sort of a deal with UPMC.
We believe that we have ample time to be able to save the marriage if we can get them back to the table.
This is the station.
We heard point blank from UPMC.
No, absolutely not.
And we talked to a number of physicians, family physicians and otherwise.
They don't know. There are a lot of people out there going, what do I do?
These are your stories.
What do I do?
This is your home. News Radio 1020, KDKA.
The Rob Pratt Show. News Radio 1020, KDKA.
All right, we're back. Another full half hour with Dr. Charlie Simkovich. He is here with us in studio. His office number, again, 412-366-3700. 412-366-3700 out in the Wexford area. Joe Piccarelli is here. Now, Joe, before we get back to the doc, can we talk a little bit about this video that you guys have come up with and what you're about ready to do as far as this national launch is concerned? And just to give people an idea how big this is, they're dealing with states like Texas and athletes from all over the country, all levels. And Charlie has been doing this for decades and has treated some of the best-known names in Steeler football, in the National Football League. So the credentials are there, but what they're trying to do is something that will affect people in more ways than, well, you can't even imagine, but I'll let Joe tell you that. Go ahead,
yeah,
Joe.
Yeah, I think, Rob, you know, first to start off with, as of September this year, we have 30 states that have already adopted concussion legislation. 10 states pending. Pennsylvania has a bill in the Senate right now, Senate Bill 200, that's going to, looks like it's going to pass, and welcomely so. It deals with education with trainers, football coaches, you know, athletic directors. It's just a good thing. What we've been able to do now, we'll get into the test part, is we've been able to capture over the past 20-plus years of Dr. Simkovich's knowledge and put together a video test that's really a screening tool that allows us to monitor brain function. And we're being proactive with the test. It's a great thing, and we're doing a lot of great things with a lot of different hospitals, AGH especially, and we feel very comfortable about what we're doing with in this area, because again, our goal is to be proactive and not reactive. You know, typically now people wait, you know, you take a test 2 years later, you get a concussion, you take another test, and we're saying, you know, that's not adequate. You know, we're dealing with sports related cases, other cases where maybe you don't have a hit in the head for a year, but you're deteriorating, and that's part of what our test does and detects. So we're pretty pleased with that, and again, we're looking forward to a launch and more to come.
All right, Charlie, let me ask you this. Jekyll and Hyde, everybody's got two sides to them. Sometimes that dark side never gets released. We have good days, we have bad days. Do you think that some of the crime that is committed in this country, just work with me on this, do you think sometimes good people go bad because they have a hit to the head or repeated hits to the head? And especially you hear these stories, a lot of these athletes, after they get out of the game, they kind of end up on the dark side of things, a la an O.J. Simpson, if you will. I'm just work with me here. Do you think that repeated blows to the head, or maybe even one single severe blow to the head, can alter someone's life and how they act on a day-to-day basis and can literally take them from the nicest kid in Kansas to the worst guy on the block?
You're 100% right. I don't think it's any mistake. We do actually have had a lot of discussions with the jail system and the reentry programs in jails, because 98% of all inmates have some type of a learning disability. And I don't think that's accidental. you know, majority of those will come from a head injury. And it's funny you bring up OJ. I've had a lot of discussions with Hall of Fame football player Joe DeLaMalore,
who blocked for him,
who's a patient of mine. Yeah, and we talked about OJ, and he told me, he let me in on a little secret. He said OJ was one of the greatest guys he knew and was a really, really good guy and a good teammate. OJ was a little bit vain. He thought he had a big head. So what he used to do when he played was let all the air out of his helmet, because he thought a helmet that was fully padded made his head look even bigger. And Joe was, you know, sharing this with me. And so essentially he had a hard shell on his head. And if you look at pictures of OJ, I always thought it was odd because it looks like his helmet is right up against his head. You can see it on the forehead. Do I think the repeated, no, obviously I've never examined OJ, I don't know, but my guess is the repeated blows to the head had an impact on the way he has performed.
All right, now just think of this for a moment. Let's just frame up what happened on that, or allegedly happened on that night. Nicole Brown Simpson murdered, Ron Goldman murdered, just brutally, okay? Forget all that. That's history. That's done. The justice system says innocent until proven guilty. He gets off, obviously, and then, of course, a civil suit. But then after all of that, he finds himself literally, basically a vagabond, just traveling around the country because of the pension that was left from playing in the National Football League, the few hundred thousand dollars, and basically hanging out with degenerates, to where he ends up going, allegedly now, into a hotel room with a gun to seize back memorabilia. You would think if there was a rational brain cell left, he would say, look, I got acquitted of murder. The last thing I need to do is to have a weapon and to enter someone's room over sports memorabilia, which I can go get plenty more of. So it just doesn't add up.
Well, yeah, and physiologically, the way your cranial bones move, this is actually explainable. Understanding, I mean, we have a bone called the sphenoid bone that your brain sits right on top of. And if this thing happened, it can move, and it moves as you breathe. And if it's tilted in such a way that it overstimulates your right brain is the emotional brain, the artistic brain. Can this have an effect? Absolutely. I mean, it can cause ADD, ADHD. It can suppress your left brain, which is the logical brain. It depends on what cranial faults you find and what cranial pattern you find. But, you know, again, the great thing about our test is it's going to make this invisible injury become very visible, and very, you're going to be able to monitor changes in memory, eye tracking, and stay ahead of and become proactive in rendering care to these patients. I mean, look at the Chris Henrys of the world. You know, this guy, when they did the autopsy on his brain at Boston University, they said he had the brain of a 70-year-old man. He had all the signs of chronic traumatic encephalopathy, or CTE.
And he jumped out of a moving truck.
And the man never had a reported concussion. He was only 27 years old. Now, these are the kind of people that our test, and the specialists who are going to do this, that we're training, are going to be able to help. And hopefully... you know, it's like these retired NFL players, when they come to see me, you know, it's a macho sport, and there's egos involved, and everybody says, boy, I'm doing really, really well. But I'll tell you what, when we shut the door and it's private and we're in my exam room, it all comes out, and you hear about all these problems, and it's changed their life, and I'm hearing guys say, listen, I just want to be a grandfather and see my grandchildren grow up, and I want to have a quality of life where I can enjoy them. I mean, it gets to you.
You know, my motto is boxer shorts, bologna sandwich, midnight. That's all I'm looking to do at this point. I burned a candle both ends and in the middle, and you get to a point in your life, no matter what you do. This guy's been working since he was six. You know, I mean, and I mean that literally. I mean, his father was one of the greatest men I ever met, but the whole idea was work, work, work. You do get to a point where you just want to live. And I think we, as fans who watch them so many Sundays do brilliant things, with it being a $9 billion industry, and I believe that they're starting to get it too, because I believe in the Rooney family, they deserve that.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's funny, from our, seeing it from our side, it's not so glamorous. You know, their careers are short. they don't really earn a lot of money. I mean,
didn't earn any money.
Cleo Miller is a friend, a patient of ours, played for the Browns. He told me his first year he made $18,000. You know, and of course that was a long time ago.
And that's when they put smelling salts under your nose and said, you got your bell rung, get back in there.
Exactly, yeah.
Last thing before this break. Forget concussions for a moment, but what you two are doing, do you actually think you can help ADD, OCD, all these other ailments that people have to where they won't have to spend their lives on medication?
Yeah, and we actually have a long 20-plus year track record of research, documented research, where we've actually done it, and that's available.
What's the website? How can people find out more? Joe, what you're doing?
Well, you know, they can find out more from Dr. Simcovich. Our site is www.concorrx.com.
The Rob Pratt Show, where Pittsburgh comes to talk every weekend. News Radio 1020 KDKA.
You know, I think one of the things we want to stress, welcome back, everyone, 549. You know, I'm a huge believer in chiropractic. Always have been. And I think that they do so much more than people will ever know. And Joe and I were talking. We'll get Charlie back on here in a moment to wrap up the hour. But there's much more to this than just concussions, too. Charlie can do a lot of things for you other than just if you think you have a head injury or there's learning disabilities. I mean, this guy really does amazing stuff. And he's been doing it for, what, 3 decades now. Joe?
He has, Rob. And, you know, the thing that we tell everyone is, Charlie's a chiropractor by trade, but really hasn't practiced being a chiropractor. Early on, he was involved with the study with a Dr. Ferrari out of New York, was looking at how the cranial bones move, certain treatments, have taken the treatments to a new level. So it's really cutting edge, but to him, it's something he's been doing for 25 years with athletes, people that have had different problems throughout and have seen successful results. And I think that paved the way for our new company to get involved, to take from him what he's seen as issues with people and how do we put this into a test. So the end result at the end of the day was, you know, thanks to his hard years of work and, you know, treating people, we were able to take what we needed to look at testing at a new level and being proactive.
How did you get involved?
Well, I got involved through a very good friend of mine, Clarence Carlos, and you know, we were talking about conceptually what they were doing. I was looking at it, you know, as helping a friend, and I started to get involved from the business aspect, saying, okay, you know, we need to follow certain protocol, get this ready, take the time, do the proper things that need to be established, get the research involved, get some accreditation, some validation done by different hospitals, and you know, here we are now to the point where, you know, we're pretty comfortable with a commercial launch, working with different schools, institutions, correctional facilities, educational. So we're covering a wide spectrum, but it's all very good. And again, I get back to being proactive.
Well, you know, being proactive, especially with the criminal justice system, which is just polluted with bodies now. And we're just talking thousands of dollars out of the taxpayer's pocket. And right now we're being taxed to death. And a lot of these people are behind bars for, in my opinion, crimes that really, I think the justice system and the way the sentencing guidelines are, need to be restructured so people can get out and become proactive. And house arrest and ankle bracelets, one of the things that Joe and I have talked about, with this test, if you're a district attorney, whether you're Stephen Zapala, Anthony B. Rosh down in Beaver County or wherever, and your job and your people, sheriff's department, have to monitor these people to see if they've fallen off the wagon. There's no way if they're taking this test, they're falling off the wagon. Because if you're high, you're not even going to come close. Right, Charlie?
Right. And the test actually, we've developed, we're working with some companies that the technology's there that it could actually replace the ankle bracelet and we can track them wherever they are. And it's going to be able to save the government dollars as far as that goes in that program.
What about dignity? You know, and here's something else. We were talking about Chuck Betters the other day. Chuck Betters is a gentleman that really grew up in the streets of Aliquippa, and everything that he has gotten it through the School of Hard Knocks. And he has done so many different projects, and he's very well known here in the area. But one of the things that I become most impressed about him, he has taken young men literally off the streets who have, I guess, gone bad, if you will, and done things that obviously they're not proud of. But he put them in a work environment where physically they would be tired at the end of the day, but more importantly, they would have their dignity at the end of the day. And just like magic, I have seen gentlemen and met people with him that do amazing things, and even young men that may not be scholars, and I surely was not one of them, that he has given them jobs where they're able to plow through a just typical eight-hour day, but make a good wage to where they're able to live, and lo and behold, they become great members of society. So is it about keeping people and their mind occupied, keeping them working, and also monitoring them at the same time? And do you believe, Charlie, with all of that, they can become quality individuals, respectful individuals, and more important, well, people that we would be proud to call friends?
Oh, absolutely, because if you, you know, the last thing you want to do is take somebody's dignity or emasculate anybody. And if you, I had discussions years ago with the director of George Junior Republic up in Grove City, a guy named Pat Ferrone. Mm-hmm. And he was saying that their experience is, he had done some work with us, and he said their experience is if they give these young men, because it was an all-boys facility, if they give them regimentation and discipline, but they allow them to maintain their manhood, he said they get great results, and they turn these kids around up there.
Well, here's the thing, Joe and Doc. If you get to them early enough, you're going to prevent some serious things from happening down the road. And also, if they, and Joe's been a firm believer of this, and he lived this motto, if you're too tired at the end of the day, you're not going to, the last thing you're going to be doing is out trying to commit a crime. So the idea is to make them, but you lock them in the criminal justice system, they're around that element all day, and they're either lifting weights, the testosterone's building, the anger's building against society, and then you release them back into society, it's like letting a rabid dog back out into the population. And if you keep them in the population, you monitor them, and you give them responsibility, and you show them that, yes, you deserve this paycheck, you worked for it, everybody wins, Joe.
No, they do, Rob. And again, you know, we talk about having dignity. Again, that's very important in the lifespan of someone's life. And what we, again, try to do is we try to assist you. If there's something going on that's out of the ordinary, we want to be proactive and pick it up, because we think at the end of the day, not only government, medical institutions, it can save millions of dollars for tax people if you catch a symptom early in time.
Well, and Rob, just to let you know, right now the state that's leading the way in that is the state of Indiana through Travis Davis, who he's had a lot of discussions with us. Travis was an all-pro nose tackle for the Colts, and he's a patient. And he's very involved in the prison system in Indiana, and he actually is implementing and trying to get us involved in the reentry program in Indiana, because he said he sees this as a vital way for these men to be rehabilitated and become useful people in society. Also, he said he wants to be able to take the stigma away from these criminals that are trying to assimilate into society, and that's very much against them is getting them hired after they've been in prison. So he feels that a program where they go through our testing and our treatment and they pass this is going to be like a nice certificate, or so to speak, so that employers will have a better comfort level when it comes to hiring these gentlemen.
Leave you with this. Mike Smianek, great football coach, Aliquippa. They had a beautiful piece. ESPN, Rick Riley did it, talking about Aliquippa and the great athletes that have come out of there, the Ditkas, the Ty Laws, and Darrell Revises. I mean, Tony Dorsett, who actually graduated from Hopewell, but was literally a block away from being in Aliquippa. And Mike said it perfectly. We've got more athletes in jail than we do in the National Football League. And he said that with passion. And I'm thinking, you get to these kids in those schools when they are young, and maybe they get on an even playing field, not on the football field, but in the game of life, that maybe they too will have a shot to make it, and the streets won't gobble them up.
Well, you know, and that's a good point. What you made earlier is a certain amount of reality has to be taught to these children. 1 in 14,000 kids make it to the pros.
All right. It is real simple. CONCORRX.com. Get a hold of them, or 412-366-3700. If you can make it tomorrow at 11:30, you're welcome. Black and gold. Joe, great seeing you. I want you to stick around for one segment with State Representative Jim Christiana. Thank you, Doc.
Hey, you're welcome. My pleasure.
Every morning, learn the issues with the KDKA Morning News.
Weekdays 5 to 9.
Need a job? There are plenty of them out there. Seasonal, we'll tell you about it at 6:10. Take you inside the Steelers locker room post-Ravens game at 6:40 and get a inside perspective on what it's like to live in Greece during all this mess all Monday morning.
Larry Richard and John Shumway and the KDKA Morning News, weekdays 5 to 9. News Radio 1020 KDKA.